Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, February 25th. Ukrainians continue to try to leave the country's capital, Kyiv, as Russian military forces continue to advance. While Russia has been claiming to be targeting Ukrainian military facilities, civilian sites have also been hit, and many people have taken shelter in Kyiv's subway system. President Zelensky has called on the international community to take stronger action against Russia. This afternoon, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a third set of sanctions against Russia, imposing sanctions on Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister Sergei Lavrov. Trudeau confirmed Canada's support for the removal of Russian banks from the SWIFT banking system. Canada is also putting more sanctions on Belarus for helping Putin. He also says Canada will match Red Cross donations for Ukraine up to $10 million. Rallies are being held across Canada to support Ukraine. Last night, a gathering was held outside Toronto City Hall, with another one set for the Ukrainian consulate in Etobicoke this evening. There are other rallies in Montreal, Edmonton, and Vancouver. There are Canadian organizations that have ongoing fundraisers to help with humanitarian relief. The Ukrainian-Canadian Congress is asking people who want to help to donate through their fund on CanadaHelps.org. The Ontario government is indeed directing the LCBO to pull products made in Russia from store shelves. Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca had been calling for the move. Ontario Progressive Conservative Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy said this afternoon the Ontario government strongly supports the federal government's efforts to sanction the Russian government, and he says he is directing the LCBO to withdraw all products produced in Russia from store shelves. A 39-year-old Grey County man has been charged with impaired driving after crashing his vehicle in Owen Sound yesterday evening. City police say a citizen reported the collision in the north end of the city. According to police, the citizen had concerns about the driver, who claimed he tried to avoid hitting a dog. The vehicle had extensive damage, but no one was hurt. Police say breath tests revealed the driver's blood alcohol was more than 3.5 times the legal limit. The Bayshore Bridal Show is set to go tomorrow in Owen Sound. It features vendors offering a multitude of services to suit your wedding needs, including cakes, catering and wine, venues and florals, decor, photography, DJs, bridal boutiques, transportation, officiants, and more. The show is scheduled to take place from 10 until 3 at the Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound. Admission is $5. In sports, six games in the National Hockey League tonight. The Winnipeg Jets are the lone Canadian team in action. They're in Arizona to face the Coyotes at 9:30 tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow on the road against the Detroit Red Wings after a 3-1 win over Minnesota last night. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are in Kitchener tonight to face the Rangers. Game time is 7:30. The Attack are trying to avoid a ninth straight loss. There are eight other games in the OHL tonight. The full schedule is posted at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Kincardine Bulldogs visit the Wingham Ironmen, and the Hanover Barons play at home against Mount Forest. Both those games underway at 8 tonight. In WOAA Senior Hockey Playoffs, 8:30 puck drop in Shallow Lake tonight for Game 4 of the Single-A semifinals between the Crushers and Lucknow Lancers. Lucknow holds a 2-1 series lead. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors play on the road against the Charlotte Hornets.